welcome to episode 390 of Awards Daily TV's Watercolor Podcast. I'm your host, Joey Moser, and I'm joined by 1M and a special guest. Normally, we have the entire team assembled, but due to some, I think, crazy September scheduling circumstances, I feel like, we normally have the whole team here for a, like, post-mortem of the Emmys, but I think with half of us not being where we're supposed to be, I think scheduling fell through a little through the cracks, so I'm sorry if you were expecting everyone here, but it's just a little intimate red table chat about the Emmys.
Are you saying you are Jada Pinkett Smith? So
sure, why not? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Megan McLaughlin. You can find me on Twitter at HeyDudeMeg.
Jalal, our special guest.
My name is Jalal.
Jalal is always very welcome.
Yeah, you're adorable.
I feel like we should just stop calling you a special guest at this point. It's just like, you know, he's on our podcast all the time. So, I mean, yeah. And I'm your host, Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83. This season is over. It's dead and buried. The Primetime Emmy Awards have been handed out. So we wanted to pull up a chair, pull a little whiskey into our little water cooler pointy cup and sing a song, have a chat about what we thought of last night's ceremony, the winners, you know, some bits, I guess. So this is going to be sort of like the last podcast where me and Jalal were just having a casual chat. We thought we'd just have like a little loose fun discussion about the Emmy Awards, since it's sort of the coronation, or, you know, I guess crowning moment of the season finale, if you will.
Well, are we starting in? Because I was going to say my initial reaction. I first want to say that I think that all the winners were, I'm pretty excited. I was really happy with like the winners. And I think that the thing that kind of bothered me about the ceremony, I think Kenan Thompson did a great job. I think he's funny. But I think that I hate the way that the Emmys feel like they're trying to not be the Oscars in some way. Like the Oscars, I mean, even though the Oscars are always elevated to this, like, I love hearing the music that they, you know, the soundtrack when people win and stuff like that. And I know that the Oscars have been trying to do something different with like weird music, like walk up music. And I noticed that the Emmys did that. And it just felt like demeaning the right word? It just felt like it detract from the real hard work that these people, this isn't a wedding reception. This isn't a DJ. Like, it sounds like they had a DJ from a bar mitzvah or something. I don't know. It felt very like it took away from it for me.
What they were doing.
What were they doing?
I felt it just all clicked to me. Sorry. It was on NBC this year, and NBC realizes they have a gaping hole without the Golden Globe. So they tried to make it very Golden Globe-y.
I kind of felt
tables with alcohol and food, fun music.
That makes perfect sense, actually.
I did think it was kind of weird. Like, I understand that people the whole season were talking about how, you know, Jennifer Coolidge isn't normally up for awards. Like, this is the first time, even though she's been around forever and we all love her. But like when they started playing Finally, I was just like, I don't know why that sort of rubbed me the wrong way.
It felt wrong. Like, so many of the songs, like, I thought, what if this was the year that Chernobyl won, which I kept thinking about. Like, you're going to play, like, I don't know, like, something about nuclear. I don't know. Like, were they going to do something on the nose? Like even anything they would play would feel inappropriate. Like, and I want to hear the sound. I want to hear the music from the show, if there is music from the show. I want to hear that. Like, I want it to be elevated and, like, have an orchestra and stuff. And I did think that the whole the set was beautiful. I really liked like the circular type of like a circle in the round. Is that what a theater in the round type of thing? But I just didn't really care for, I wish they just let Kenan talk and not do like the dancing with the friends different. Like when they did the Friends song and then they did a remix of the Friends song, I was like, what is this? Like, I thought they were going to go through like a bunch of different songs and just dance to them. Like, instead of like, let's make this like like we're going to a gay club and like let's get it. Like I just thought it was bizarre, but I love Kenan Thompson and I don't know. Those are my initial thoughts. I just wish that the ceremony met the standards of in the work of the actors, because I felt like that they were putting out, they put out some amazing work this year, and then we get like a ceremony where they're playing like, I don't know, shut up and dance with me, like stupid songs like that. Like,
I thought Shout was going to start playing at one point. Like,
yeah. Like
all of a sudden, you're a little best supporting actress in like a drama series. It'd be like, a little bit softer now. That's what
are they going to be like, and would the best supporting actress come up here and the best drama actor come up here for, and we're going to have them do the first dance. Like, that's what I was waiting for, something like that.
Who's got the garter belt? Guys, who has it? Where to go? Jalal, what did you think of the ceremony in general?
I thought it was a failure.
What about it? Did you think it was a failure?
I thought it was just poorly produced in every imaginable way. I commend them for like switching up the seating and everything. But like I thought, like it just felt like Kenan didn't want to be there. And I felt like he was only there at the beginning.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You're absolutely right. Yeah, he disappears.
It felt like it almost was like, oh, did we even need a host this year? It felt like they were inconsistent with the times the actors were given. So sometimes it felt like they were up there for 10 seconds and then they were being rushed, and then some people were given a lot longer. It was just felt very like whoever was in charge was, this was their very first rodeo. And it just, sometimes it felt like the excitement wasn't there. I think the angles of the cameras contributed to that. There was one angle where like Sofia Vergara was walking to her mic and it was like a low angle, like
at
her, and it was like a runway and it was weird. And I'm just like, just give us a fucking stage. Just give us the actors that we want. Oh, and the Golden Globes-y feel of the auditorium or the seating, the producers clearly weren't used to that because we didn't get as many audience reaction shots as we usually do. And I would like to see reaction shots.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I feel like the only person that I remember seeing in the audience was, they cut to Zendaya a couple of times, just like laughing at her table. And then even then, like I sort of liked the big rectangular stage in the middle, but then I kept wondering where people were going to pop out from, because where did Lizzo accept her Emmy from? Because I feel like maybe there were too many people on the stage at that point. I didn't recognize it, but it felt like it was in, like they just shoved a table out of the way and they handed her an Emmy.
Oh, it was a different stage because she was trying to march to the main stage and then they were like, no, go to that side stage. And so it took her forever to get there.
Oh my God. And then the fact that they didn't, she wasn't able to get the cast to come up. Like, I don't know. I felt like that was, kind of, yeah. I mean, well, she's calling for them. Yeah, and she's like, get down here. I thought that was really funny. I was excited she won. That's a show that I've been wanting to watch. And like, I'm kind of like,
confused real quick though? When she
about
said,
what?
The big girls come on stage. You thought she meant like all the big girls in the audience?
No, I knew what she meant.
I thought she meant for all like the big girls in the audience to come on stage.
No, like maybe it's because, I know at the HCA, they were there at the HCA, I think some of them. So I know that they've been like
another Coda moment.
Interesting. Yeah. they've been doing the rounds. So I think that's why she was trying to get them on stage.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
And this will be a one and done thing, correct?
Big girls?
What?
Yeah.
I know. I think it's coming back for another one, isn't it?
I just assumed it would be like a one thing because she was looking for new dancers. Okay, so she's gonna continue to do this every year.
I assumed she was, but
in early August, it says that she's teasing a possible season two. So if it does come back, it's probably not gonna come back right away.
That's interesting though that like Lizzo would be the one to beat RuPaul. Like,
well, I mean, like who doesn't? Well, like everybody likes Lizzo. I mean, also like,
yeah.
I just blame the straight drag queen. That's what I'm putting all my blame on.
You know what? I was thinking you might. What actually wasn't like to me, it wasn't like a great, it wasn't one of my favorite seasons. It was one of those seasons where
it was a
terrible
season.
Yeah, I wasn't that into it. So I was kind of like, eh, I'm okay with this. Like, yeah.
It was poorly produced. I'm glad those producers lost.
In case you were just joining us, Jalal gives no fucks here at the Watercolor.
I will say I find it disappointing that it lost only because of name recognition, because I don't believe a single person watched that show.
Especially
in the Television Academy.
You think Lizzo only won for name recognition?
Because the show was called Lizzo's Big Girls. If it was called Big Girls, I think it would have lost.
Hmm. That's interesting.
I agree.
That's interesting. I was excited about, I guess we're just jumping around.
Yeah, do you get, is there another moment of the show that you really enjoyed?
Should we structure it in terms of comedy, drama, and limited series?
Sure. Do you want to start with comedy, I guess?
Sure.
Yes, the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl Lee Ralph, obviously, that was probably, she looked so genuinely surprised too.
And I have watched that speech like 8 times.
I figured you had.
Did you ever figure it out, Joey?
Figure what out?
For Megan and everyone listening, I texted Joey not realizing he was not watching live and saying something like, I knew, like, I was trying to tell everyone this was going to happen for the entire year. And he didn't know what I was talking about. And then I talked to him on the phone and told him that the greatest thing happened and he didn't want it spoiled, but he was going to wait. And the second he saw it, he knew what moment it would be. He knew what would happen. So I'm curious when you figured it out.
I actually thought that I had forgotten that you were the conductor of the Cheryl Lee Ralph, prediction train.
I was on that train for a little bit until everybody started talking about Janelle James.
I was too. And then I remember Jalal was the first person that I talked to, and he was like, you were so certain, you're like, it's Cheryl Lee Ralph. And you had really great reasoning. And I believe your reasoning that you always gave was the reasoning why she won. Seasoned performer, legend. She's also just genuinely great on the show. She's been working her ass off on the circuit and just for years in general. I had, for some reason,
on The View.
For some reason, I actually didn't put it together until I watched the show. Maybe it was because I was so anxious on my ride back from TIFF. If anybody wants to know the story, they can just DM me and I'll tell you. But I, for some reason, kept thinking it was Quinta Brunson in lead actress, because we had talked about her for a while, especially after she won at HCA, and then when you and I talked about it's going to be Jean Smart, that's what I thought you switched back to, and that's what I thought the whole time. For some reason, the Cheryl Lee Ralph of it all didn't come into my brain.
Anyway, that was such an amazing moment, though. It was
this is the best moment of the night.
Yeah, it was just so exciting. And I did like the messages they had as people were giving their speeches. I felt like it kind of made it more like, so they could get, it could be more off the cuff. So people like Cheryl Lee Ralph could like sing a song and have the message beneath in case she won. And so she wouldn't forget anybody. I liked that. I thought that was cool, but that was probably one of my favorite moments of the night. What do you make of Hacks? Like, do you think Hacks is kind of faded?
I don't think so, because it won a guest actress Emmy. It just didn't get... it won
Brian Crafts, right? It won, I think, one or two other crafts last weekend.
Yeah, I think it... I feel like last year it had a lot of... I can't talk. It made a big splash the first year, but I feel like maybe there were too many returning things that people were looking forward to that maybe have maybe like took some votes away from maybe it winning writing or directing. I thought it was going to win directing. And that was wrong. The directing went to Ted Lasso, which none of us at Awards Daily predicted, unfortunately.
I would have had I not, like, that is, it was the Four Weddings and a Funeral one, right? It was the, that is like, I actually probably would have predicted that had I not thought that Ted Lasso had faded based on the creative results, since like they didn't get anything right. Like, so I thought that maybe this was not going to be like, maybe it was going to be a tide was changing, but that is such a great episode and was well-deserved win. So, I thought that
and
was,
it also probably good. Lost directing last year, cause there was multi Ted Lasso nominees.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, last year Hacks total won 3. This year it won, you know, Gene Smart, it won Contemporary Costumes, Laurie Metcalf. So, I mean, it hasn't necessarily faded. It won the same amount of awards as it did from season to season 2. It's just sort of won different stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wondering.
And it was, I don't know, I felt like people watched it, but the conversation wasn't there.
I agree. Yeah. I did feel like the buzz was sort of different this season. Like, it wasn't as loud, and when you did, but when you brought it up, people were like, oh, I like it better than season 1. But I did feel like it wasn't as, like, immediate or loud as it was last season. I don't know.
Did Only Murders in the Building get anything?
Not last night. It won, at the Creative Arts, it won, I think, just production design.
Okay. I was really hoping it would get for directing, actually.
I think the problem there was that anywhere where it might have been a strong contender, it vote split.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it won production design, sound mixing, and Nathan Lane won for a guest actor in a comedy, which is a good win, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a really good win.
I think all 3 of those are great ones, like production design, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish I would have been able to pull out a costume win, because I think the costumes from season 1 especially are really, really great. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that's a show that people really, really love, so I expect it to be pretty strong, you know, next season.
Yeah.
I think season 2. I know that some people weren't as high on season 2. I loved season 2 a lot, so I'm hoping that it, you know, stays the course. And I do think that the some of my favorite moments came from Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez's little speech before they announced their award, and people sort of kept, like, Bo and Yang referenced them later in the night. I thought it was funny. I don't know, it just seems like there's still a lot of love for that show, so...
I heard when Bowen Yang lost that he had, like, a really, like, big grimace on his face or something. I haven't went back to watch it yet, but...
Well, we know he thinks the world of himself, so...
so, yeah, I didn't know. Do we have anything else about comedy? I mean, I was happy Ted Lasso won. I was fine. Yeah. Like,
I want to talk about the Ted Lasso thing, because I think that it's a great win.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Abbott Elementary, but, like...
Me too.
It seemed the tides had turned last night, and now people think Ted Lasso is, like, one of the worst comedies on television.
What? I noticed that, too.
And
like, I saw so many people hating
on
it.
It's only its second win. It's not like Modern Family that won for 5 or 6 years.
Right. And it was such a good season. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. It was kind of like, in many ways, I felt like it was groundbreaking for the way it talked about toxic masculinity. I don't know. I really love that show. So I was happy. I mean, I would have loved Abbott Elementary to win, but I mean, there were so many good shows. That's why I was kind of glad that there was diverse. It wasn't just like, well, other than The White Lotus getting a ton, but it was mostly like, let's give them this and them this. So I did appreciate that.
It did kind of bother me about how everyone, like, I did see someone, there's like a video, I think it's from Barry, the motorcycle.
Yes.
And I was like, this beat Ted Lasso. And I was just like, do you think directing is just like flashy shots and editing? Like, there's so much more to it than that. Like, don't be dumb.
Right. And it's also like, okay, well, that what's funny about that scene? Like, tell me. I'm laughing hysterically.
Look at him beating traffic. Ha ha ha. But I mean, like, it won. I mean, sure, it took comedy series again, but it won. It's sort of going with what we were kind of saying. Like, and Brett Goldstein repeated, but I mean, like, Hannah Waddingham didn't repeat, and like, it won directing, which it didn't get last time. So it's just like, it kind of bothers me that everyone now is just like, everyone's kind of like really hating on that show when it's just a lovely and genuinely funny thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I know what we need to talk about. When Quinta Brunson won for writing.
I imagine I was going to bring that up in things we did not like.
What did you think of when he was up there? First of all, I wasn't sure what the joke was at first. I was like, is he supposed to be dead? Then I realized he was drunk. But then, like, I did wonder, like, oh, he's just going to stay there? And, like, I thought that was bizarre. And, like, I did feel bad for her because I thought, great, I'd be pissed if I had to share my moment with, like, not only is it one of the worst late night hosts, I'm kidding, it's Jimmy Kimmel. Like, ugh. Like, I don't know. I just thought that was bizarre.
I do kind of wish that they, like, I felt really bad for her because she was, you know, she had to, like, take a second to acknowledge him there. And that had to be really awkward. Like, she could have, you know, said two more seconds of whatever she wanted for a really great moment for her and a very deserved win. But I kind of wish, like, the camera person didn't, like, cut to a wide shot. Like, I was like, just keep it in a close-up the whole time. So I just kind of wish. I mean, that's something that, you know, maybe they couldn't
photos
think
are
of the fly.
Like,
oh, they're
are kind of upsetting. They're upsetting. It's just like, are you fucking kidding me? Really?
It's not even a funny joke.
It's not even a funny joke. No. And it's just like, it would have been cute if he just got up and scurried away. Actually, that would have been funnier. Like, it was just, I don't know. And I don't think, this is terrible, me too, but I don't think he's funny enough to commit to a joke like that. Like, I was kind of surprised. Like, that's just me. Well, if it would have been, maybe I would have kicked him and been like, get off the stage. She handled it so beautifully, though. Like, she, like, oh, well, I'm on his show Wednesday, so we'll hammer it out or something like that. Like, I thought.
She
handled it really well. And I hope maybe she will kick his ass on Wednesday when she's on the show.
She also just, she looked stunning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at a picture of her right now. It's just her and, like, in front of a beige backdrop. That, like, I'm glad that the Abbott Elementary women had high slits. I'm glad I didn't see Lisa Ann Walter's dress or Janelle James's dress, but I hope it was just a thing that they planned. I don't know. She just looks so beautiful, but not to be diminutive or anything, but I'm just saying, like, she looked great.
She did. She looked great. Yeah, I liked her dress.
What else did we not like? Can't talk about the Emmys without talking about stuff we hate.
Should we jump into drama series or
limited
series?
Let's do drama series.
So Succession, you know, pretty, you know, expectedly won a bunch of stuff. Won series, supporting actor, and writing.
I'm so glad that Joey and I talked each other into changing supporting actor at the last minute.
Who are you going to pick?
I think we were both going John Turturro, or is that just me and Joey?
I think I had Karen Culkin.
And then we switched to McFadden. All along, I said that McFadden would be, if they were going to go with Succession, it would be McFadden. I never understood the Karen and Culkin thing.
I didn't either.
Who, by the way, was he there last night?
I don't think I saw him.
Yeah,
I guess I don't think I saw him either.
But I really thought I went with Matthew McFadden in the end. But all season long, I was picking John Turturro because he was good and they like him. And I thought Severance might win something. But I'm glad that Matthew McFadden won. I am very happy with that.
I wonder if I know, Jalal, you and I both predicted Sarah Snook for supporting actress. Mm-hmm. And this is the second, I think it's, I predicted her the first year that she was nominated and she did not win. I was wondering if you guys thought that be, that's the, like, I'm using like air quotes here, type of performance that people are like prickly about voting for.
Sarah Snook?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Really? Mm-hmm. That makes me sad because she's so fucking good.
I think it's because she's an intimidating woman and yeah. I probably hate the way she treats Tom. I mean, I think that's ridiculous, but
yeah, me too.
I could see that being the case.
Yeah. They also in this category really like women who are funny. Julia Garner has like funny moments, you know, she's like snarky.
Yeah.
And she screams a lot. I mean, Maggie Smith went for one-liners multiple times in a row. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who else wins here, but like it's stuff like that.
I wonder who was second. Like, I wonder if if Christina Ricci was a close second, because she's kind of somebody.
It was probably the Squid Game girl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She won SAG.
She gave the best performance on that show. She won SAG.
Yeah, she was really good.
Was Christina Ricci there last night?
I think so.
I didn't see her.
I didn't see her.
I have a prediction about her.
What?
For the show or for in real life?
For her.
Oh, okay.
Is she a vaccinated woman?
You're just speculating.
Hold on, let me see. I'm Googling it. Christina
Ricci. She's always on The View through Zoom when everyone else is now in guest.
Maybe she's just, she could be just worried about. Oh, wait, is this her?
Did I see a picture of her on the red carpet? Well, let me rephrase that. She's not on a red carpet, she's in front of an Emmy Awards step and repeat. So,
Who knows?
The picture. Who knows?
I think she would have a hard time working.
Bob.
Yeah. but I have no idea. I was really disappointed that I was hoping somebody from Yellow Jackets would win something. I was sad about that. But Zendaya winning is a worthy win. That's a great episode. Her submission is, and she's amazing. I wish that the rest of the season like kind of lived up to that episode. And I know Jalal will disagree with me, but I kind of wanted.
And the Emmy voters, because it won quite a bit.
Yes. Well, I meant like I wanted to see like how did she not like get caught for like, you know, causing all those accidents, like, you know, especially when, you know, people will find you. I don't know. I just kind of wanted to see. But maybe that's the point of Euphoria, is it's kind of this real weird dream state.
I mean, Megan, you ask these questions, but we all are also giant fans of a show where these girls get trapped in the woods for 18 months, most of them white, and the white government doesn't find them faster. So.
That's very true.
Meanwhile, they want to stop Joey at the border.
Right? That's true. I kept thinking about that when I was driving to Canada. I'm like, I gotta go find those girls in the woods.
I hope you would actually find me before you would find those girls.
Yeah, I don't have too much else to say about
drama. The only thing I would say is I like Squid Game a lot. I love Succession. I'm very happy Succession won, and no one should have ever doubted it because it swept through the Guild season. And the last show to do that was the final season of Breaking Bad. But it was a great year for dramas in general.
Yeah, it was.
Stranger Things, Severance, Euphoria. Oh, Euphoria won. Never mind. Sorry. Sorry, my mind is blanking. But most of the nominees were great. And
it would have been
great to see other things also win.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, Megan, where I think I was predicting, I was like, maybe Squid Game will win drama series. I was like, maybe it could pull out a weird upset. I think there was like a moment where Jalal was like, hey, Joey, you remember when Succession was nominated for all 5 slots at the TGA? And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm dumb. It's going to be Succession. It's Succession. What am I thinking? So I guess the last section of the show is just the limited series categories and the White Lotus. Do you guys, I guess I wanted to ask, do you guys like it when a show like that dominates one section? I feel like it happens a lot in the limited series categories. Like, you know, Watchmen won a lot of like crafts and actress and series, and then, you know, Big Little Lies won like everything.
I do like it because they tend to pick the best show, whether that be three or four of those people or the women or the people of Mare of Easttown or Big Little Lies. But I think it's also because there's so much television that they don't have enough time for that they just pick their favorite show. And I don't blame them because there's not enough time. And they continue to kick out older members while trying to make the membership younger and younger. And guess what? Those people who are younger are working more and do not have the time to watch everything.
That's interesting and true. I think I feel like I'm not the biggest fan of the White Lotus. I think everybody knows that. But I like Mike Waite, and so I enjoyed seeing him win. Like, he was some, even though I would have liked like maybe Danny Strong to get something for Dope Sick, or even like I really loved The Dropout. But I thought, I was happy with like who won. Like, Murray Bartlett is amazing on The White Lotus, so I was really happy about that. And I love Jennifer Coolidge in general, so I was really happy that seeing her win. She was so adorable up there too. I thought this, actually, of all of the categories, I was probably the most happy with this one. Like, maybe because I predicted them all right, but like, I mean, I was, as long as Amanda Seyfried got something, I was like, okay, good. Her representing like The Dropout was great. And Michael Keaton too. That was a great way to like kick off the ceremony with his speech, which I need to watch the uncensored, cause I wasn't sure what he was saying at the end, but,
is there an uncensored version somewhere?
I saw an uncensored one of Brett Goldstein. So that's why I wonder if there's an uncensored one of Michael Keaton out there.
I thought Amanda Seyfried's, I feel like she probably assumed it was a possibility that she was going to win, but she just seemed very genuine. I thought it was a nice, you know, speech.
She thanked her dog, which I thought was adorable.
Yeah.
Well, she gets burned quite a bit, and I feel bad for her. Like, I just think they didn't take her seriously for a long time in her career. She, like, really wanted the Wicked casting, and like,
yeah,
and she was openly upset about that. Then like they unfairly declared her the Oscar frontrunner for Mank, and then she didn't win anything. Like,
yeah,
so I'm sure she was kind of surprised, because I think Lily James was closer than all of us would like to imagine.
Yeah, oh man, right.
That whole thing with Mank was like, you know, that's something that I don't like about award stuff, is that like they, you know, people loved her in the movie. She's great in Mank. And, you know, cause she didn't pick up like a key thing here or there. People are so dismissive of stuff, as if, you know, it's, you know, I feel like you can't make the Oscars or, you know, creative stuff like the Emmys entirely like sports statistics, because it's subjective and blah, 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 blah. So I think like the dismissal of her is sometimes a little cruel, just because she came from comedy and she made her breakout as playing like a quote unquote dumb blonde and stuff like that. I don't know. I just enjoyed her win. That long story short, roundabout way, I enjoyed her win. I'm happy she won.
Same. Me too. I loved her speech.
Win, yeah.
Yeah. I was really excited for her.
And I'm still mad that
she was one of the best. Like, she was genuinely probably the best in the category. It was
yeah.
Like market quality. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm mad they played off Jennifer Coolidge.
I know, that was weird. The way they like they picked and choose too, which kind of bothered me. Like, they let Cheryl Lee Ralph talk, which was great. I'm glad they did. But then it's like, okay, we're gonna give you like 10 seconds, Jennifer Coolidge. And I wonder if that's why. I wonder
and
if they
did
gave
they
less
change
time
playoff songs halfway through?
They did. Yeah, they did. They played two different playoff songs, because then she started dancing to the second one.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because we, you know, she is such like a comedy icon, and there's like a whole like, you know, gay men love her, and every gay man thinks they can do a good impression of her, and their impressions suck. Please stop doing it, because she's just so singular that people should like not even try to do it. And it was sort of strange, not in a bad way, at least for me, to sort of see her in the context of the award show circuit, just because she is such a, like a singular personality. But just seeing her hold a shiny award for something that is so well deserving was a very big highlight for me personally, I think.
Yeah. Same.
So you guys have anything else about the limited series categories?
No.
No.
Okay. Jalal, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was trying to remember who won lead actor for a second, and then I remembered we talked about Michael Keaton, so never mind.
Okay. I guess not to put you guys on the spot, but I wanted to ask, like, since the ceremony itself got sort of a mixed review, is there anything that you guys would either, one, like them to change for the ceremony going ahead next year, or is there something in terms of, shows that were represented in this Emmy Award season that you would either like to see or not see next year? Like, for instance, I don't want to see true crime shit dominate everything for so much of the conversation next year. Oh, what do you
I
guys
have one more concern? Complaint about
yeah, the yeah, yeah.
That I know Megan's going to agree with me. We texted about it last night. I found the in memoriam really disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because they were doing it, and for most of it was like the full screen for our televisions were the screens that were being projected with their names and faces and clips and stuff. And then for some of the people, every once in a while they would pan to the audience and you just saw it in the corner of the screen, like the name, and it was just off. And I found it, one of the people that it happened to was Louis Anderson, who is besides just being a person with disrespect, is also a recent Emmy winner.
Yeah.
And I just found that insanely disrespectful.
Yeah, they should never pan to the audience. They did say something like that they focused more on the music than the musician than they did the actual in memoriam. Like, I saw that as a critique of it. And I'm like, they always, I feel like they do that more and more. And I feel like John Legend is always called in to do it. Poor guy.
I also just wish there was a way for them. I wish actually for the in memoriam, what you see on TV is not what you hear in the room. Like, I wish there was a way that they could just have the in memoriam produced as a package that the music is still playing, or maybe they just have a pre-recorded version of whatever song they're doing, because they obviously started having a musical guest to stop people from either clapping or not clapping for people in the in memoriam sequence, but they stop. They still do it anyway. So I wish that they would do it maybe for the audience at home to have like a package that just shows everyone.
That's
everyone's
a good idea.
The same size. You just hear the person singing. Like, I don't need it to cut back to John Legend playing the piano. I know what he sounds like. I'd rather just hear him than have them disrespect somebody who, you know, may not have been an actor, but they're like a set designer, and they like pan away from them from the side.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
There. That is my recommendation.
I agree, yeah.
I also hope, by the way, if you're talking about, you had mentioned like what we'd like to see, like in terms of shows, I would like to see less true crime. Like, that would be great. And I feel like we've hit peak true crime with like the fact that they were showing us like here's the next true crime show that you can see with Jake Lacy. That was kind of weird when he was like directly addressing the camera. I was like, this is creepy.
Did you guys find it weird that like Jake Lacy was in Peacock was given a whole in-show commercial?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What was that? Because it just wasn't like a commercial that they played during the commercial break. It was like, here is a sole clip from this show and nothing else. Mm-hmm. I just turned under. I was like, whatever.
That Kia ad was really weird too, because I was like, are they watching this with us? Like, I was very, like, very confused. Very bizarre.
Yeah, it did feel like he was just, like, it felt like they, Jake Lacy just, like, ran, got on, off of his table and, like, ran backstage to his, like, designated spot. And they were just like, hi, I'm going to plug my show.
Yeah.
Like, an hour after they, you know, they made, like, a sort of gentle joke that nobody knows what the fuck Peacock is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was not. I will say, we're talking about, like, our wishes. Mm-hmm. He's talking about true crime. The true crime doesn't bother me as much as I would like. It seems like because they don't have enough time to watch everything, they vote for the most salacious, buzzworthy show, even if it's bad.
So, Panatomic.
Inventing Anna.
And wait, what was the other one you said?
Inventing Anna.
Oh, yeah. I think some people did actually like that, though. They do love Julia Garner.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just like unfortunate. I just find it very unfortunate. And like, yeah, like, people put a lot of work into shows, and now they've learned that if they can just make it viral and memeable, they can get Emmy nominations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Gross. Okay, so do you guys have anything else to say before we throw some dirt on the coffin of the 74th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards?
No.
Do you guys also feel like there's I feel like after every season is over, like after the Emmys, I feel like everyone, not just us, but there is a good majority of people that are like, okay, it's done. We can move on. Just because the season is so fucking long.
Yeah.
It's a little exhausting. I shouldn't be like, you know, bitching about that since we're fortunate.
Well, also because like we watch the shows when they come out, but like the Oscar season, we don't get the majority of them until the very last second.
That's yep. True.
And like the scramble to get everything in, mm-hmm. because the scramble to get everything in, like especially if if after nominations come out and you know, we might be doing like coverage or interviews and stuff for them, so we have to watch stuff. It's a little much. I guess I shouldn't be bitching about watching television, but oh well. Okay. Do you guys have, I didn't mention the flash forward at the top of the show. Do you guys have anything that you're looking forward to?
Are we not doing our time capsule?
Oh, where we talk about what we think is going to be nominated.
You
next
not
time?
Look up our time capsule, Joey?
I didn't because I forgot that we do that. Because usually Clarence is the one who looks it up.
I think that The Bear is going to be nominated for drama.
I think drama.
I think it'll be nominated for drama. I know you guys hate me for that, but suck it.
Why would I hate
you on it?
Because I like that show, and I know you guys don't like it.
Yeah, I don't dislike terrible. It.
I enjoy it.
I think it'll pop up places, but I don't know if I agree that it'll be a series contender. I could see it doing like writing plus AO. IO? AO?
I think it's Dio,
who was adorable last night, by the way.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Mine is that I think that Abbott Elementary is going to have an even bigger year next year.
Ooh. What about Yellow Jackets? What do you guys think?
I'm
worried.
Word on the streets that it will not be in contention.
Oh.
Wait, you don't think it'll be ready by the beginning of the year? New Year?
Or do you
no,
think it's not
going to
be
because good? I heard that it is going to be filming through.
It's going to be what?
I heard it's just going to be filming for a while.
Oh. I heard that they were saying it was going to be out in February.
Oh, interesting. I think they might have lied to you.
Well, we shall see.
I would like it to be on February. I'm very excited for it.
Me too.
And I don't want it to lose momentum.
Yeah, I know. Me too. That's what I worry about. Well, okay, so what are we looking forward to? Is that what we're naming is what we're looking forward to?
Well, since I had forgotten that Clarence does the Emmy Time Capsule, I guess those are some things that we are looking forward to the upcoming season. The upcoming Emmy season. I was going to say probably that Abbott Elementary is going to do better next year. I just saw the trailer for season 2, and I'm so excited for it to come back on the 21st. I'm hoping that it gets even more acting. Like, I would love it for, like, Chris Perfetti to get into. I want it to get all the same acting nominations that it got.
Walter.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love him. He's so good.
What? Who are you thinking of, Joey?
What do you mean?
What's her last name?
Lisa Ann Walter.
Sorry.
Yeah. She's so good. I said it when I first started watching the show. I was like, I need her and Katie Sagal to be sisters in something.
Oh, I could see that. That'd be cute.
Anything. I saw a really cute short film where she was a lesbian who had like a fling with like a college student who is the granddaughter of her best friend. And they had to like sort of hide their little dalliance, and it was just like fun to see her in another sort of comedic part. Lisa Ann Walter, Chris Perfetti, Janelle James, Shirley Ralph, Quinta Brunson, the gentleman who I would even be like the gentleman who plays the janitor, can't remember his name.
Stan.
I think it's going to win the SAG Ensemble Award in a couple months, and I think it'll win the WGA Award.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think it'll set it up for a good win.
Yeah.
You did ask us what we wanted to change at the Emmys, and I did think of something real quick.
It's time to
get rid of the television movie category.
or revitalize it and do better television movies.
That's, I think, asking too much, Megan.
They did it with limited series.
Lots of guys better limited series started coming around.
HBO couldn't convince them to watch The Survivor, and they instead just voted for Chip and Dale's.
We're like, the Holocaust, nah.
I just think it's time to get rid of the category, expand limited series to 7 or 8 nominees, and then let TV movies sit about there.
I mean, they compete in the same acting categories, so it's like...
Mm-hmm. And in writing and directing.
Would you even be open for it doing something... Well, now that would sort of take away a spot already. I was like, what if they did something... If they decided to do that, but they had a concession where it was like sort of like how comedy directing has one multi-cam slot, what if they had to devote one slot to a television movie?
That's fine. Or they could even say we'll bring the TV movie category back in years where the category gets a certain amount of votes, a percentage in the Academy. Because it's a category anyone can choose to vote in if they want. And they can say if there's a set percentage of participation in voting for this category, there will be nominees this year. I don't think there's passion for it. I don't think they're paying attention to it.
I mean, and especially after they took it off. Especially after they took it off in the main ceremony, too.
Yeah.
So, gross.
And on the other side of that, also, a limited series deserves more than 5 nominees.
I agree. I'm always so mad. I was like, if you want to make it like a set number, so it, I don't know, like make it like at least 6, ideally 7, in my opinion. But just because the best shit comes from that section, like the most like, you know, buzzy some of the most nominated stuff comes out of those limited series categories. Like, think of how many nominations Watchmen got, or even The White Lotus got. I mean, my God. Whatever. I am scrambling to think of a prediction, but I can't think of anything. But I feel like something that is, I guess, a little bit pessimistic, but I bet that Blackbird from Apple is going to be this year's Defending Jacob, where there's going to be a lot of buzz around it, a lot of people maybe campaigning for it, and then goes out with nothing. That's my prediction.
Interesting.
Despite
Apple has gotten better at campaigning there, though.
That is true. I feel like they have, I don't know, I feel like they have, actually, let me manifest something. This is something that I want to put out there in the world. Sharon Horgan has only been nominated for one Emmy for writing for Catastrophe, a show that I still love to this very day. She has a show that I have been slowly getting through on Apple. That's what reminded me of Apple, called Bad Sisters, that I really like so far that I haven't finished. But it's like her, Anne Marie Duff, Sarah Green, Eve Hewson. It's only like, I think 5 episodes are out now. So there. It's not really a prediction as much as a go to bat for everyone to watch and maybe get on their radars now. Ta-da.
Cool.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
No.
Okay. So we are the two of the three M's, contributors Meg McLaughlin and Joey Moser, and our special guest Jalal Haddad. Thank you for joining us. Asking you to remember to subscribe to our YouTube page, rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find us. I cannot read. And wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow.